Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
When's the last time you gave a performance? Maybe you sang in a concert, or you did a magic trick for your family. Performing can be fun, but it can sometimes make us nervous, right? I mean, ever heard the expression, getting butterflies in your stomach? Well, we're about to meet an animal who refuses to perform in front of anyone, and the other animals have no idea why, until the tiniest critter has the biggest idea of all. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called Leopard's Rhythm. Versions of this tale come from the Ashanti people of Ghana in West Africa. Some really great people came together to bring you our adaptation of this folktale, including Tanya Mosley. Tanya is the co-host of Here and Now from NPR and WBUR, and also hosts the podcast Truth Be Told. So, circle around, everyone. For Leopard's Rhythm. Long ago, when the world was new, the god of the sky created the forests, birds, and animals. One day, Sky God decided he would throw a party to honor all of his children. From the palm trees and fruit trees, evergreens and acacias, to the eagles and hawks, hyenas and aardvarks.
Oh, what a grand celebration this will be. I'll serve the most delectable foods, the most delicious drinks, and we'll have dancing. Marvelous, joyous dancing.
But in order to have dancing, you need music, right? And Sky God had a very particular kind of music in mind.
Drumming. Wonderful, rhythmic drumming. And I know just who I want to play.
Now, it just so happens that in those days, the most talented drummer around was Leopard. Leopard owned a big, beautiful drum painted with all the colors of the rainbow. The drum's body was carved from glossy mahogany wood, and its head was made of smooth, tan cowhide. But here's the thing about Leopard's drum. He refused to play it for anybody, even Sky God. So the powerful spirit gathered all of the other animals and birds together and made an announcement.
My children, I am hosting a magnificent festival to honor all of my creations on this earth. We'll eat, we'll drink, and we'll dance to the thumping, bumping rhythms of Leopard's drum.
The animals and birds exchanged a confused look.
Now, my children, I know what you're thinking. Leopard has never played his drum for anyone. Why would he start now? Well, that's up to you to figure out. Whichever one of you can bring me Leopard and his drum, well, I will grant you exactly one wish. Whatever your heart desires, it is yours.
The animals and birds thrilled at the idea of having one of their wishes come true. The first animal to step forward was Elephant.
I'll do it, Sky God. An elephant like me is big and bold. I will bring you Leopard and his drum.
So, big, bold Elephant tromped off through the jungle, his rough, gray trunk swinging as he made his way to Leopard's house.
Why, hello there, Elephant. What brings you here today?
Elephant stretched out his trunk and gave a loud trumpet.
Well, Leopard, it just so happens that I've come for you and your drum. so you can play at Sky God's party. Since I'm so big and bold, I told Sky God that naturally you'd listen to me. I mean, after all, I'm way taller than you. I'm way heavier than you. I'm way...
Enough!
Leopard stuck out his razor-sharp claws and lunged toward Big, Bold Elephant, who immediately cowered in the corner.
Listen, Elephant, I don't play my drum for anyone. Anyone! Not even Sky God. Now get out of my house.
Elephant tried to still his trembling body.
Oh, okay, fine, Leopard, I'll go, but not because you're telling me to, because I want to. After all, I'm big and bold and...
Leopard snarled, showing off his pointy white teeth.
Okay, okay, guess I'll make like a drum and beat it, if you'll, pardon the expression.
Then Elephant turned around and tramped back to Sky God and the other animals, with his gray tail between his legs.
Well, Elephant, thanks for trying. Is there anyone else who will bring me Leopard and his drum?
There was a long pause. Then Python stepped, or slithered, forward.
I'll do it, Sky God. A snake like me is sly and slick. I will bring you Leopard and his drum.
So Python glided off through the jungle, her brown and gold body weaving this way and that as she made her way to Leopard's house.
Greetings, Python. What brings you here today?
Python flicked her tongue.
Well, Leopard, I'm here to introduce an exquisite opportunity. You see, this gig came up, this musical performance. And of course, I thought of you. Sky God needs a drummer to accompany his celebration. And though it doesn't pay, it's a chance for some amazing exposure. And
silence!
Leopard twitched his whiskers and shook his yellow and black head.
Listen, Python. It's like I told Elephant. I don't play my drum for anyone. Anyone! Not even Sky God. Now get out of my house.
Leopard let out a growl and began creeping toward Python.
What if I told you the gig included free snacks and drinks?
Soon, Leopard was so close to Python that she could see her frightened reflection in his amber-colored eyes.
Okay, Leopard, it seems your mind is made up. I guess I'll just skedaddle.
Then Python turned around and wriggled back to Sky God and the other animals, with her scaly head hung low.
I appreciate you giving it a go, Python. You did your best. But I still need someone who can bring me Leopard and his drum. Will anyone else volunteer? Anyone?
Sky God looked from one of his children to another, but no one said a word. Well, not at first, but then...
I'll do it, Sky God. I'll bring you Leopard and his drum.
The animals and birds gasped, for who should come shuffling forward but tiny little Turtle. Back when our story takes place, Turtle looked very different from the way she does now. You see, back then, Turtle didn't have a shell to protect her. She was just a soft, green, wrinkled creature with a soft, green, wrinkled back, inching along on four soft, green, wrinkled legs. So, as soon as Turtle spoke up, the other animals and birds couldn't help but laugh.
Would you get a load of this wrinkly pipsqueak?
She thinks she can succeed.
She's so small.
And slow.
Children, please, we do not mock our brothers and sisters. And if Turtle thinks she can bring me Leopard and his drum, we'll give Turtle a chance to bring me Leopard and his drum. All right, little one. Let's see what you can do.
What would you do if you were Turtle? How would you bring Leopard and his drum to Sky God's party? We'll find out what she does after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Support for Circle Round comes from Wondery, with the new podcast, The Cat in the Hat Cast, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes, The Cat in the Hat Cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. Listen to The Cat in the Hat Cast early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
I'm Rebecca Shear. Welcome back to Circle Round. Today, our story is called Leopard's Rhythm. Before the break, Sky God was planning a party for his children, the animals, birds, and trees. It would be a grand feast with sumptuous foods, delicious drinks, and dancing. And to accompany that dancing, Sky God wanted drumming. Leopard's drumming. Sky God announced that whoever convinced Leopard to play at the party would be granted one wish. But when Big Bold Elephant and Sly Slick Python approached the fierce spotted beast, he frightened both of them away. Then another creature volunteered to help Sky God. Tiny, green, shellless Turtle.
Listen, everybody. I know you think I'm too small to succeed. And it's true, I have a soft little body, but I also have big, strong ideas, and I know just how to bring Leopard and his drum to Sky God's party. Just you wait.
So Turtle toddled off through the jungle to Leopard's house. It took her a whole lot longer than it took Elephant and Python, and as Turtle inched along, her soft little body got scraped by pebbles and splashed by puddles. But eventually, she arrived.
Hey there, Leopard.
Leopard peered down at Turtle.
Oh, Turtle, what brings you here today? Now, let me guess. Sky God has sent you so that I'll play my drum at his party? Well, like I told Elephant and Python, I don't play my drum for anyone. Anyone! Not even Sky God. Now get out of my house!
Leopard growled at Turtle and bared his razor-sharp claws and teeth. But the soft, green, wrinkled creature didn't budge.
Actually, Leopard, I've heard that Sky God has already found someone to play the drum at his party, and I hear that this drummer is every bit as amazing as you are.
Leopard cocked his yellow and black head.
Wait a minute. What? Sky God has found someone to play the drum at his celebration? Someone who's as good as I am? That's ridiculous. Preposterous. Absolute hogwash. Tell me, Turtle, when is Sky God throwing this party of his?
This evening, at sunset.
And this drummer you're talking about, he'll be there when the sun goes down?
if all goes well. And let me tell you, Sky God could not be more excited about it. Anyway, just thought I'd share the news. See you around, Leopard.
That evening, as the setting sun splashed streaks of pink, purple, and orange across the vast sky, the animals and birds were clustered in the forest, buzzing and humming with excitement about Sky God's party. When Turtle arrived, Python and Elephant smirked and called out to the pint-sized creature.
So, Turtle,
what do you think?
Will Leopard actually grace us with his presence?
And play his drum? Because, hey, if a big, bold animal like me couldn't convince him...
And a sly, slick animal like me couldn't convince him...
Then why in the world would that bully listen to a puny little munchkin like... Wait a minute!
Elephant stuck out a large gray ear.
Is that the sound of drumming?
It isn't possible.
But guess what? It was possible. Very possible. Because do you know who was striding toward the party with his big, beautiful drum strapped around his neck? You guessed it.
Leopard! I knew he would come.
Leopard marched closer and closer, throwing his furry paws up, down, and around as he thumped and bumped out a lively rhythm. Sky God rushed over to Turtle and wrapped her tiny, shell-less body in a hug.
You did it, Turtle. You did it!
But how?
Turtle didn't say a word. Instead, she began bobbing her soft little green head. Then she began swaying her soft little green hips. And as the drum's rhythms rocketed through the air, the other animals and birds joined in. If they had tails, they swished their tails. If they had toes, they tapped their toes. If they had wings, they flapped their wings. And before long, every single creature was strutting, shimmying, and dancing. Sky God was too. When Leopard's rhythm slowed, the dancing slowed. When his rhythm sped up, the dancing sped up. And though they didn't say it out loud, every single animal and bird knew that they had never heard such glorious drumming in their entire life. But then, just as quickly as the drumming started, it stopped. The dancing did too. The animals and birds turned toward Leopard, their chests heaving as they tried to catch their breath.
That's it, Leopard?
The drumming is over?
As the animals and birds fixed Leopard with a quizzical gaze, he fixed them with a withering glare.
Oh, you silly creatures. Of course the drumming is over. My drumming, anyway. I figured I'd save time for this hotshot drummer you invited to the party. If this guy is so great, then let's hear his stuff.
Leopard put down his drum and began darting around, peering behind bushes and trees and rocks.
Where is this hotshot drummer of yours? I want to hear him play. Where is he?
As the flummoxed jungle cat darted this way and that, Sky God and Turtle exchanged a smile.
Actually, Leopard, we should tell you, that hotshot drummer you're talking about? He's already here.
Yep, we just got to hear him play for the first time ever. And it was glorious.
Leopard froze in his tracks. He scrunched up his forehead and thought for a moment. Then, his brow unfurrowed, his amber-colored eyes lit up, and his yellow and black spotted face broke into a smile. Because suddenly, it dawned on him who the hotshot drummer actually was. Him!
So, wait. You really think my playing was glorious?
That's right. Hotshot.
It was amazing, Leopard. But what we can't understand is, why did you never want to share your drumming with us before? Why have you always refused to play for anyone?
Leopard's face was covered in fur,
but the other animals and birds could have sworn they saw him blush.
You really want to know why I refused to play? Stage fright. I was afraid I would mess up, make a mistake. I mean, somehow I earned this reputation as being this fantastic drummer, and it freaked me out. So I tried freaking you out, scaring you, bullying you, and driving you away, so that I wouldn't have to play. I just didn't want to disappoint you.
Oh, Leopard.
Turtle shook her wrinkly little green head.
Everybody makes mistakes, even when they're doing something they love.
Turtle's right. You don't have to be perfect, Leopard. I didn't fashion any of my creations to be perfect. You just have to be yourself.
And from that day forward, that's exactly what Leopard was. Himself. His thumping, bumping self playing his big, beautiful drum for anyone who wished to listen. As for Turtle, Sky God promised he would grant the soft, green, wrinkled creature one wish. Any guesses what the soft, green, wrinkled creature wished for? A shell! Now, Turtle had something to keep her safe, warm, and dry as she made her way through the jungle. Her new shell also doubled as a house. So every night, the little creature could curl up inside and dream big dreams. Now it's your turn. If you could make one wish and have it come true, what would you wish for? Think about it, then find some paper and draw a picture of your wish. Experts say that sharing a wish or goal with someone else makes you even more likely to achieve it. So talk with a grown-up in your life about what you can do to help make your wish come true. This week's story, Leopard's Rhythm, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Circle Round's executive producer, Catherine Brewer. Our original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has drawn a black and white illustration for every Circle Round story, and you can print them out and color them in. Ask a grown-up to visit our website, wbur.org/circleround, and click on Soundtrack and Coloring Pages. Special thanks to this week's actors, Mike Delgadio, James Konacek, Eric Shimalonis, Dolores King-Williams, and Tanya Mosley. Grown-ups, you can hear Tanya on Here and Now from NPR and WBUR, as well as the podcast Truth Be Told, where she takes on listener questions and digs into what it means to survive and thrive as a person of color in our country. The featured instrument in today's story was the mbira. You can learn more about this African instrument and see a picture on our website, wbur.org/circleround. Never want to miss an episode of Circle Round? Ask a grown-up to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast app they use. And please leave us some stars, write us a review, or just tell your friends about the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. One of the best things about creating Circle Round is hearing from listeners like you. Circle Round fans have been telling us about their favorite Circle Round stories, and we're excited to share some of their voices with you.
Hello, my name is Mia, and I live in Arcata, California, and my favorite Circle Round story was The Shepherd's Disguise, because I like it when the queen faints and it's like, ugh.
My name is Felix, and I live in Maryland. My favorite Circle Round story is on Zoom. I like the harmonica playing.
Did someone mention an episode you missed? No problem. You can find every single Circle Round story on our website. That's wbur.org/circleround or wherever you and your grown-ups get your podcasts.